Now, verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now, there is the rest of salvation. That rest is the rest of trusting Christ as Savior. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now, he's discussing here, I believe, salvation rest, a rest of trusting Christ. Now, let me ask you a question today. If there was a man that you knew, and he was a professing Christian, you felt like he was a real born-again Christian, but all of a sudden that man would stop living the Christian life, begin to act like the world. He would no longer go to church. He no longer gave anything to the Lord's work, and he lost out in all Christian activity. Would you think that he lost his salvation? Now, suppose you were the person. Would you feel like you had lost your salvation? If you feel like that would cause you to lose your salvation, may I say to you, way back in your mind, way back there, in the deep recesses of your heart, you really are not trusting Christ, are you? You think those things do add to salvation. Now, they don't. Are you completely trusting Christ? Now, don't misunderstand me. I believe if you're trusting Christ, you're going to be doing these things. But the doing of these things haven't anything in the world to do with your salvation. Have you really entered into rest?